Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Claire Carson at the Daily Caller, producing Selling Sex. Tell us about it. First of all, how did you, your process, what inspired you to put this together?
So I am, I'm 22 years old, just graduated college. The other filmmakers that I worked with during the project were 23, 24, and 26, respectively. So it's something that had kind of been on our minds growing up. Because obviously, I mean, in so many headlines that are being written by older people, it's like, what's going on with this generation in porn? So many people are, you know, watching it and having these negative side effects. And my fellow documentarians and I were, like, living it. These were people that we grew up with, friends that we had that had serious pornography problems, people that had been exposed, you know, as early as 8 or 9. You know, some of us have brothers and saw it in them. So it's kind of something that all four of us grew up with and I think had been on our minds and weighing on our hearts for a while. And so when we pitched the doc to the higher ups at the Caller, I think that passion came through and it got picked up.
So let's listen. Dan has a little bit of a trailer so we can get a taste of this.
The data tells us it produces more financial income than the NBA, Major League Baseball, and the NFL all combined.
One night, you know, we just posted like two pictures, came back to it, and there was literally like $8,000 in there.
I get an email from the school saying your kids are expelled immediately, like they cannot come back anymore.
Someone was using a drone to drop notes onto my balcony of my penthouse. I mean, I've had people want to pay me like $30,000 for one of my teeth.
If the most intense hour of your day is looking at pornography, are you going to be changed by all these studies that say it's bad for you?
It feels like a colossal enough of a problem that everyone would be talking about it.
Every roommate that I had, with the exception of one person, had either taken their own life or died of overdose.
And so this is Selling Sex, Claire Carson. It's really about mainstreaming or normalizing porn, right? And the way, because we now have social media, we have the internet, everybody has that available right on their phone. And the people viewing it, you know, it used to be back way back in the day, maybe somebody was sneaking their like dad's magazine that, you know, nowadays it's accessible. And the people viewing it, especially boys, but I think also girls, it's getting younger and younger that they can have access to that and then the impact of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I keep coming back to, one of the quotes that did not make it into the trailer, but is in the doc, from a recovering porn addict and now life coach, Noah Church, based on the West Coast. He said that part of the problem is that now that it is more mainstream, pornography is getting more transgressive and you're not going to, you know, see videos that are, you know, loving couple has a glass of wine and, you know, has an intimate night together. It's violent and it's transgressive and that's rubbing off on children. Unfortunately, it's one of the biggest problems with this switch and this oversaturated market is that it has to escalate itself to these unparalleled places.
And so when you think about the ages dropping and getting younger and younger, some of the research saying that some of the people consuming this pornography, some of it, as you're saying, might be violent, but as young as 8 years old.
Yeah, some experts, obviously there's a little bit of a discrepancy in the research, but usually 8 to 12 is when people are reporting first encounters on average. 12 is kind of the accepted number that a lot of researchers have found in the last couple of years, but there are signs that are pointing to that that number dropping.
And so when you think about this, as far as this Selling Sex documentary for, let's say it's an 8-year-old or let's say it's a 12-year-old or a kid somewhere in between, that's basically their first sexual experience, if you will. And then what impact does that have on them moving forward in their lives? What are you finding?
Well, it, you know, takes something that's supposed to be, you know, a first kiss that, you know, a kid dreams of until they get it, you know, they're 14, 15. It takes that first sexual experience and turns it into something completely removed from them, with two or three or four adults that they will never meet who are often in violent circumstances, and it normalizes that. You know, you take intimacy out of context and show it to a child who's going to mirror that behavior, and it has horrible social consequences. And we're seeing a rise in sexual aggression in young men, and a rise in thinking that sexual aggression is normal or even attractive in young women. And it's really heartbreaking.
And so it affects what I hear you saying, and part of this, and this is, by the way, we're talking about Selling Sex. This is a 50-minute documentary. And so when you look at this documentary, the impact, it's different, I would imagine, on depending on the age of the consumer, the age and the gender. And so what did you discover? Because I think people would be shocked as far as views by girls and views by boys.
So it's actually it's a lot more equal than you would assume, you know. At this point, you know, the internet is available to everyone regardless of their gender. And, you know, we often think about pubescent boys being the only ones that are into this sort of thing. But if it's right in front of them, girls are too. And there's staggering amounts of, you know, middle school and high schoolers that would report either that they use porn frequently or that they would call themselves a porn addict. And that's, you know, across both genders.
And so for this, you know, one of the lines is that, and I was even surprised, as like, again, a parent of teenagers, teenage boys, is that they said, well, you know, some people do want to do this because you can make so much money on these different sites and the OnlyFans sites and that sort of thing. Is that shocking as well that people say, well, what do you, you know, you think about when you were a kid, when people say, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to do when you grow up? For me, it was, as an 8-year-old girl, I wanted to be a journalist. That was something I aspired to be.
It worked out.
and then I did, right? So that kind of scares me when I look at people saying, oh yeah, I want to make, you know, whatever, $8,000 a pop on with my OnlyFans site or an influencer in this arena.
Yeah. We had a fantastic interview with actually an Australian woman who came to DC to sit with us, and Victoria Sinise. She made a great point that, you know, little girls used to want to be movie stars or pop singers because they would see, you know, Julia Roberts or Madonna having the availability to travel and having the money to travel, and they'd look happy and their pictures were posted everywhere on all the magazines. But now they're seeing that, you know, younger women can travel and look happy and have their pictures everywhere if they're doing OnlyFans. And it's so similar to, you know, what pop stars and movie stars used to be. It's just in a different format. And, you know, young women are starting to notice that.
Thankfully. Well, Selling Sex, I know it premieres October 4th. And tell me where it's available. It's exclusive as far as subscribers. Do you have to subscribe for the Daily Caller?
Yes. Yes, you do. First month is $1, and it is available right now. If you go to any of our social media sites, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you can find links to it there. And our reels, the website itself is hsellingsex.dailycaller.com, and it will be a Daily Caller exclusive. You're right.
Claire Carson, thank you so much for joining me. I hope we continue the conversation. This is important work you're doing. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you for having me.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.